This is the Student Leadership News Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Student Leadership News Podcast. It's your host, Kira, and I'm here with Levi today. Levi, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kira. I'm so happy to be here.
Wow, you seem so excited.
I am excited. It's a good topic.
It's a good topic. I will say that. It's a good topic. I will say that. Well, today we are diving into a very exciting topic, mm-hmm. as Levi is extremely excited and for a good reason. And I feel like this topic is something that's so simple, or it sounds really simple, but it's an extremely underrated concept that often isn't talked about in leadership. And I feel like this topic has a huge impact on not only your own personal life, but you as a leader and your impact as a leader as well. So today we're going to be talking about the topic of gratitude.
Gratitude.
And when I say that, a lot of the times you probably, your first thought is like, oh, just like saying thank you. But that's not actually what gratitude is about. It's obviously important to say thank you when it's needed. But gratitude is actually a mindset that can transform your leadership style and also your team culture. And like I said before, your own experience as well. So we're going to be looking into proven ways that gratitude can help you and also impact others when you lead with gratitude. Plus, we're going to look at some practical ways that you can start to adopt a grateful mindset. Does that sound good?
Epic.
Yep, amazing. I'm very, very excited. And as usual, we're going to start with an icebreaker game.
Okay.
I'm actually a little bit nervous for this one, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, no.
So it's called the Alphabet of Appreciation.
Oh.
So we've got me and Levi here, and one at a time, one of us will set a 60-second timer while the other one has to list off as many things as they can that they're grateful for.
Oh.
However, there is a catch.
Okay.
So everything that you list off has to start with the next letter of the alphabet. So you'll start with A.
Right.
List something you're grateful for. Then you'll go to B. List something you're grateful for. And we will be counting. And then we'll swap over at the end of the 60 seconds. And then I'll go. And then at the end, whoever has the most is the winner. Okay.
I'm a little nervous already. I am a little nervous already.
All right. So you're going to go first.
Okay. I'll go first.
And they have to be things you're actually grateful for. They can't just be like made up and be like, oh, my horse. If you don't have a horse.
Well, I do have a horse.
Well, you can say a horse then.
Okay.
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 Just has to start with letter of the alphabet.
Okay. Ascending order of the alphabet.
Yes. So I'm going to be, timing and counting your grateful things. Okay.
Don't skip any then.
I'll do my absolute best. Okay, Levi, are you ready?
I am.
3, 2, 1, go.
A, house.
Okay.
Bike.
Yep.
Car.
Mm-hmm.
ABC, D, dog.
Yep.
Got a dog. Yep. Love my dog.
Mm-hmm.
E, oh my goodness.
It's actually harder than you think,
Up
to four or so far.
Oh my goodness. E. Yeah. What starts with E?
Nothing.
Nothing starts with E.
I know something.
Oh,
but I don't know if you're grateful for it.
Every chance I get to spend a moment with you,
oh my
Kira.
Gosh, stop
Let's
it.
Go.
That earns you 10 points.
Maybe C, D, E, F, a fridge. I'm grateful for a fridge.
Yeah, why not?
G, girlfriend.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say
H,
that.
H, a horse.
Yep, you were going to say that.
E, F, G, H, I. Ooh,
toughy.
No.
I know. Oops, that's it. There goes the timer.
Oh, man.
Okay, that wasn't that bad.
That is tough.
It's actually harder than you think.
That is really,
really tough. It's actually harder than you think. You got 8.
I'm proud of that.
Which actually, I don't even know if I'm going to get that much.
That's one every 10 seconds.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, one every 10 seconds.
Oh, okay, wow. I'm timing now and counting.
Okay.
And you're being grateful.
I'm really nervous because when you were going through that, I was like, I don't think I would know anything for this letter.
And you can't use the same thing I said.
No, I can.
No, you can't.
No, I can.
I'm making that a rule now that you can't use the same thing.
What if I'm actually grateful for that?
I don't care.
Okay.
That's a bit harsh. But
I don't care. Okay.
Can't use the same thing.
All right, I'm not going to use the same thing.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock.
Okay, I'm actually really nervous.
Your time starts
now. A I was going to say house, but I can't. A, coffee.
Yeah, wow.
Mm, yep, yep. B, brain. Grateful for my brain.
Fantastic.
Yep. C, I can't use coffee because I've already used that. Can I use car?
No, really I said car.
For my car.
You should have used the coffee for C.
Clean sheets. I cleaned my sheets yesterday.
That's awesome. Yep. So underrated.
D, dinner last night with my mom.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
I got stuck on E.
That's a really hard one. E, every morning. I love mornings.
Okay, I'll allow it. Keep going.
F, F. What'd you say?
Fridge.
Oh, fridge.
Time is up. Ding, ding, ding.
That was so bad.
I feel like your time went so quickly and mine was so slow.
Yeah, yours went really slow. Wait, did you make the time less?
No. Oh. You started the timer.
Okay, just checking. Okay, so I got like four.
F. A, B, C, D, E, F. You didn't get F though.
No, I only got five and you got eight. Looks like Levi's the winner. To be fair, I couldn't use anything you said, which makes it so much harder.
Yeah, but then you automatically get the amount that I got because you can say the same things.
It's true. Mm. I should have started after your letter.
Yeah.
That would have been better. Anyways, whatever. Levi won.
Well done.
Okay, that was great. Well, that was a fun game. But that just shows you, I mean, we weren't the best at that, but there are so many things to be grateful for in your everyday life.
And sometimes it's hard to think about it because we 100%. Don't do it often, right?
Yes.
But I think it's such an underrated thing.
Unless we like intentionally do it, often we don't do it.
Yep. Awesome. Yep. Now, before we jump into the main points, here's why gratitude matters for leadership and actually your own mental health. So there's three different things that I'm going to say now. And that is, it lowers your anxiety and depression. One, focusing on what we're thankful for helps counteract negative thought patterns. Okay. It lowers your anxiety and depression. That's one thing that being grateful or having gratitude can do. Number two is better sleep quality.
I like that one.
I love my sleep. Sleep is the greatest drug.
Well, when you think about it, it's like if you're keeping awake at night, it's probably because you're stressing about something.
You're worried.
But if you have a gratitude mindset, it's like that kind of relaxes
Fantastic.
The stressful mindset.
Yep.
Yep. I like that.
Exactly. Okay. Mm-hmm. Third one is it reduces stress. Yep. Fantastic. Gratitude can lower cortisol levels, the body's main stress hormone, and improve emotional regulation.
Yeah. Great. And I feel like all of those do sound quite cliche. Like it's like, oh, it just lowers your anxiety and depression. But I feel like as someone who has done my best to cultivate a gratitude mindset, I can say that that's actually true. And like it's cliche because it's true.
Yeah, exactly.
And those are probably some of the biggest issues that teenagers deal with today.
Definitely.
In terms of their mental health. And so I think something as simple as gratitude can just do absolute wonders for your own personal mental health.
Yeah.
Yeah. So even before you start leading with gratitude, it's already helping you feel calmer, more focused and more resilient. And we haven't even got to impacting others yet.
Exactly. So it's helping yourself by so much already.
Yes. So in saying that, we're going to start with going through what it can actually do for you in your leadership and for those around you. And when I was doing research for this episode, I found a really cool article from this guy named Dr. Rick Goodman. And he wrote an article. He's a good man. I love that, Levi. That's great. Great from you. He wrote an article, and I'll also link the article below if you did want to have a look. There is also a really good video to watch on that article website as well if you do want a little bit more or dive a little bit deeper into that.
Go check it out.
The article is called The Unexpected Benefits of Gratitude in Leadership. And Dr. Rick Goodman is a globally recognized leadership expert, a keynote speaker and author with over 30 years of experience. And he's written several books on leadership and positive mindset. So he knows his stuff. And he was also ranked number 9 in the top 30 global gurus for leadership in 2023.
Wow.
So here's the stuff that he has researched. Here's the stuff that's on his article. And like I said, if you want to have a look for yourself, click the link in the description below. Number 1 is gratitude enhances engagement. So leaders who authentically express gratitude foster a positive environment where others feel valued and appreciated. And you can probably relate to that too. It's definitely. Like if you're in any environment where you feel most appreciated, you're more likely to want to go back, right?
Exactly.
So it makes sense. And this sense of recognition boosts motivation and commitment with your teammates and also gains more trust with your peers.
Yep. So good.
Yeah. So that's the first one.
Fantastic. Number two, the second way that it improves leadership is gratitude builds stronger relationships and team cohesion. Wow.
Love that.
Builds our team together. So gratitude strengthens these relationships by fostering trust and mutual respect with your teammates and peers.
Love that.
So it not only enhances engagement, it builds stronger connections, stronger cohesion in your team. And that is so important in leadership. So important.
Yeah.
The strength of a team and your teammates. Leaders who consistently express gratitude, communicate humility, promote open communication, collaboration, and effective conflict resolution.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep, I love that.
That is all big ticks in the team world.
And a huge thing for leadership. Like big. If your team's working well together, has that positive environment, like there's kind of nothing you can't do.
Exactly. And it makes you want to come back and it makes you have stronger connections with your team members because you're like, oh, if I can't do this, I know someone else on my team can do it. And then you can be you can show gratitude to them and be grateful for that.
100%. So that's our second one. And our third one is like it kind of ties in with the other two, but it's gratitude fuels a positive team culture. And you can probably imagine that when you're expressing gratitude to people, it makes people feel safe to take risks and make mistakes and share ideas because sometimes that's a big one. It's like if you're in a team full of people, sometimes you might feel a bit nervous or shy to speak up. And I feel like if you are cultivating a team environment of gratitude, it makes it a lot easier to actually speak up and makes you more willing to take risks.
Yeah.
So leaders who express gratitude create a culture of appreciation that encourages creativity and experimentation, which I love that word. I love that word.
Experimentation.
Yep. I love that. So when people know that their efforts are valued, they're more likely to contribute. And I think we can all relate to that as well. Like you're much more likely to contribute when you're in a positive environment than a negative one.
And if you think about it, gratitude has nothing negative about it.
No.
When you go up to someone and you talk to them about how you're grateful, about what they do or their personality, what they bring to the team, there's absolutely nothing negative about that.
It's like literally like what's the bad thing that's...
Exactly. But sometimes it actually feels kind of awkward to do that.
I agree.
Because you're sort of putting yourself in a vulnerable situation. You're saying, oh, this is fantastic about you. But one thing you really need to know is that if you're showing gratitude to someone else, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're pulling yourself down.
No.
Or that they're better than you.
No.
So sometimes it can be hard to show gratitude because you're nearly putting yourself below them in a way, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
But showing gratitude is just
It's a big part of leadership. Yep. And I feel like we said, it's not something that's talked about heaps, but you can see from the three points that we just made, it's actually such an important part of leadership.
Definitely.
And just taking those small little steps is going to improve your leadership and your impact on others so much. So now that we've gone through those points, we're going to go through some practical tips on how you can...
Practical tips.
Practical tips. We love our practical tips here on how you can start to practice a gratitude mindset. Because you're probably like, okay, well, this is all like well and good, but like how do I do this?
Yep.
How do I cultivate a gratitude mindset? And I just want to say as well, once you start to cultivate a gratitude mindset, it kind of starts to become a lifestyle.
Yeah, definitely.
Like it's not just a thing you do every now and then. It becomes a lifestyle and you start showing up differently with the people around you and with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So first tip we have is it starts with you. And I feel like that's quite obvious.
Yes, but it's so true.
So true. It starts with you. You need to start creating a gratitude habit. So, leadership obviously has its challenges. We all know that.
It does.
And it's so easy to focus on what's going wrong or what you don't have. But a real leader finds the light in the darkness.
Wow, that's so inspiring. Finds the light in the darkness.
So, there's a few things I've written down on how you can actually do this. And these are some things that I started doing when I first started practicing gratitude as well.
Awesome.
And one of those is keeping a gratitude journal. And every morning, I would write down three things that I'm grateful for every single day in the morning because it sets you up for a really good day.
That's
in my
awesome.
Opinion. Yep.
So good.
And if you want to go the step further, do it at nighttime too. Be like, what was I grateful for today? So every morning, take some time or evening, whichever suits you, to reflect on what went well. And even if it's just the small wins, having time to just reflect on that is really, really important. And reframing your challenges. So when something goes wrong, ask yourself what you can learn or what support you do have around you. So that's really important.
So good. So good. Okay. The second practical way that you can start practicing gratitude is just speaking to others. Speak it to others.
So simple.
Yeah, right? It's so simple. And this whole topic is such a simple topic, but it's so important. So you're speaking to yourself, first of all, mm-hmm. practicing gratitude with yourself, and then speak to others. Express your gratitude. Gratitude isn't just internal. It grows when you share it. It's actually like the domino effect. It really is. When you show gratitude to someone else, they're like, wow, that filled my heart with so much joy.
Yeah,
I want to go light up someone else's day now. Come on.
So true, actually.
It's like a domino effect that just keeps spreading.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
It's like a really good disease.
Yeah, it's like contagious.
It is.
Oh, now I want to share the good vibes too.
Exactly. Telling someone, I really appreciate how you handled that.
Yes.
It just encourages them to handle it the same way when they do it again. It fosters this environment of growth and positive atmosphere. Yeah. Practical application. Make it a habit to verbally thank at least one team member each day.
Mm, I love that.
At least one team member each day.
I love that.
Do it. Then second one, send a short note or a message recognizing someone's effort.
Love.
Don't you just love when you get a message from someone and it's just wholesome?
It's the best. It makes your day. Honestly, it makes you week.
It does.
Yeah,
it does.
100%.
You just think about that all week.
Yeah, literally.
Third, practical application. Speak to others. Celebrate small achievements publicly in meetings or group chats to show your appreciation.
That's a good one, because I feel like in leadership, it's so easy to just like move on to the next thing.
Yep.
And you don't actually, you've achieved something, but you don't actually acknowledge it and thank your team for it.
Or do it behind closed doors. Like you go up to them and you're like, pat on the back. Good job, buddy.
A quick little mention in the team meeting, then we move on.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Yep. I feel like it's really important to celebrate even the small wins
and
in
let
leadership.
Everyone know, wow. Yep. What they just did, that was awesome, and we're so thankful for that.
Yep. So they are our practical tips for how you can start to cultivate a gratitude mindset. And I love this topic, and it's something that I try and practice every single day, as does Levi. It's why we decided to do this topic, because we both are so passionate about it. And it's something just so simple, but you can just put it into your daily life every single day.
Kira, thank you so much for inviting me to be on this podcast.
You're so welcome. I wouldn't have
it meant so much. And you were such a good host.
You're grateful for every moment that you'd spend with me, right?
Yeah.
You weren't lying about that.
No, I am.
So when you go back to your team at school, and of course with yourself as well, just keep those things in mind. Keep those practical tips in mind and the effects that it can have on those around you in your relationships.
Definitely.
And you'll start to show up differently in your personal life as well. Amazing. Well, apply that to your leadership and to your own life this week, and we will talk to you in our next episode. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Student Leadership News Podcast. Interact with us on social media and follow the news online at studentleadership.news.